Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Why didn't you say so? Come here, brother. Give me a hug. Bring it in for the real thing.
Welcome back here live on Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And, you know, Heidi Dillon is joining us here live in the studio. We've been discussing how to stay relevant and purposeful by remaking and reinventing yourself at absolutely any age. You know, we've talked about reinvention and how you do it, how she did it, and why you choose to. I think some people would say it's a reinvention, it's a rebirth. And we're really talking about this evening because a lot of us have to do with it, whether it's work or career, whether it's family, whether it's we just decided that we owe it to ourselves. So, Heidi, thank you so much for joining us here again tonight. We really appreciate having you.
You are so welcome. Glad to be here.
And, you know, let me ask you a question. A lot of people would say, and I think we talked about this a little bit in the last segment, a lot of people would say, well, reinvention is really easy if it's just you and you're only thinking about yourself. You got nothing else going on. But let's talk about your family. You actually have a family. You have a happy marriage. Give us a little bit of backstory on that tonight.
Okay. My husband and I have been together for 36 years, and we didn't think we could have a child. I had a number of pregnancy losses, which was a bummer. So I had what I thought was my last one when I was 43, and then I went to the doctor. My husband and I had talked about what we wanted to do, and we decided that we'd get my tubes tied because it was too painful going through this. And let's face it, I was 43. And so I went to the doctor to do the pre-op for...
That was awesome. Tube tied. For any women listening, you know that most of you do say that about your age. Come on. I do it too. Come on.
And anyways, I was going to get my tubes tied, and the doctor did a pregnancy test, and she said, no, you're not getting your tubes tied for at least 9 months. So I ended up having a baby when I was 44. It was a high-risk pregnancy, and I went on bed rest for the last trimester. It was a whole dramatic saga, and everything worked out fine. And I had what's called a cerclage, where they stitched up my cervix, and my doctor said, we're going to take this out. You're going to pop it within 48 hours. That little sucker kid of mine didn't come out. And I had to be induced after all of that. And he was born on Friday the 13th, which I consider probably the best omen ever. His name is Dallas Dillon. I love alliteration for one thing, but I was brain dead when I was pregnant, couldn't think of any other name, so Dallas was it. And he's the light of our lives. I mean, he's everything. What can I say? And he's a chip off the old block. I mean, he's a fashion diva. Fortunately for me and for him, he has his dad's analytical skills and my artistic ability. So I think he's perfect.
What a combination. And also, he obviously did not want to leave the man cave for a little while. So,
no.
You know, that's what pregnancy's about. It's rough. But see, that's awesome. So out of that comes this wonderful child that you're taking care of. You also have this, beautiful marriage that you've also... Marriage isn't just easy. It's not an easy thing. You got to keep it. You got to work it. You got to cultivate it. So let me ask you, I know that this is kind of a switch in gears, but it really isn't. You know, I think that when people are comfortable with themselves, when they figured it all out, it's more like they're comfortable in their own skin. I mean, do you kind of think about a time or an age that you started feeling that you were comfortable in your own skin and felt good about where you are?
Yeah, I think when I got to be 40, I decided I was sick of not being comfortable, and I was sick of having a lot of the issues that we all suffer from, you know, chronically mad at my parents, what have you. And I said, I'm not going to spend the rest of my life feeling and thinking like this. And so I just, I went and talked to someone. I moved to Dallas and I started going to a wonderful church, and one of the women I knew from church is this great psychiatrist as well. And so I started seeing her, and we walked through some of my problems and or issues, I guess. And I made a real conscious effort just to move on and just be comfortable with who I was and grateful for who I am and the gifts that I've been given. And it's been, you know, uphill since then.
That's awesome, because, you know, when you're comfortable in your own skin, honestly, for all our listeners, you know, you know that there's a difference. It resonates a different level. It has a different frequency, you know, as well as you can see how other people aren't. Most people out there, they're not very comfortable in their own skin. They're just not. And once you are, it's almost like you're just stable. You're there. It's almost like watching those like older gentlemen like in China, like doing like Tai Chi, and you see everybody like bustling and rustling around them, and they're just steady with their movement. And when you're really comfortable in your skin, that's really what it's like, honestly.
Well, it is. And you have a nice sense of peace, and you don't suffer from a lot of jealousy. And I think you know, jealousy is what manifests itself when you're not comfortable with who you are. And then a lot of bad things start to happen. And we see this all the time. I mean, we see, you know, a lot of girl-on-girl crimes that really result are the result of a lot of jealousy. There's a lot of meanness that happens. And I don't want any part of that, you know. I mean, I'm not going to go out and go out after anybody. And if somebody comes out and does something unpleasant to me, I'm just going to let nature take its course, you know, because I have too much going on to like worry about somebody else's problems.
And nobody appointed you karma. So your name didn't change from Heidi to Karma. So you just let it happen.
Nobody appointed us. I'm going to use that line. Nobody appointed me karma is correct.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, I didn't change my name from Ashley to Karma. So I'm going to have to let things happen the way they fall. And I agree with you on that. And so, you know, so being comfortable in your own skin, being a woman, being a high profile woman, you know, being in the film industry as well, being a producer, having your own production company, being in several reality shows here in the past as well. You know it from inside out. What projects are you really working on now that really empower, that really work to really empower women?
Well, I think the work that we've all done, when I say we, but the board of directors and the people who've worked with me over the years on the Fashionistas, I think we've done a lot to empower women, particularly, you know, female fashion designers, the men as well. But it happens that a lot of the people we've worked with over the years with the Fashionistas have been women. And I think we've sort of set the stage here to make it a great place for a fashion designer to work and thrive. And, you know, you don't have to go to New York. I mean, there's examples, you know, Abby Farron, who's been here for years. And I met Abby when I first started the Fashionistas, and she is now, you know, as we all know, very well-known fashion designer and doing very well. Now Khan, Khan is doing incredibly well, and we launched her line a couple of years ago. Shireen Askari is one of the people who we gave her first show after she came off Project Runway. Elizabeth Anya, Jeffrey Henning, all these people. So I think that is really empowering. And young women, and I think one of the things I'm really proud of about who I am is that young women tend to look up to me and come to me for advice and support. And I'm always happy to be there for them and give them, you know, whatever words of wisdom I have to offer. And I think that's what we're supposed to do as women. We're supposed to be there to support the younger women and help them through the hurdles that we went through when we were that age. And that's really our job. And that's, we all need to empower women in that way.
I agree with that. I think we all need to empower each other, all of us, you know, and it's really, you know, it's not a female-male situation, but I do agree that nowadays it's nice to be able to be so comfortable that you want to help other people, that you care enough to do that. And I think sometimes that's missing just because people are too scared to do it. You know, I ask you this question because I see this happen a lot, and I see it happen unfold in two different ways. Do you believe that when you surround yourself with younger people, does it really make you feel younger?
First of all, I've always been a case of arrested development. So whoever I'm around kind of comes down to my level. We'll have to go out one night, Ashley, and you'll see what I mean.
I like that. We're going to go out. We're going to have a good time.
Yes, we will. I guarantee it. But when I was younger, I liked to be around older people because I enjoyed their wisdom, and I still do. And now that I'm older, I really get a kick out of being around younger people. You know, my son and his friends, just an endless source of amusement for me. And I, you know, I go down to the lowest common denominator so I can get down there and be a 16-year-old boy right there with them. But I think it's really important. And in terms of staying relevant, like we talked about before, I think that's one of the things that you need to do is always be open to young people. Like, I would die if I had to go into an old people's home and be just around old people. No offense to my generation, but I think you need to surround yourself with as many types of people, and diversity, I think, is important to keep you relevant as well. Like, I love people from all different walks of life and different communities. And, you know, I don't want to just stick with, you know, the Dallas social scene, for example, the socialites. That's just one community, one type of person. Dallas is such a bigger, broad, wonderful, interesting world. And there's so much more out there if you just take the time to go find it.
I totally agree with you. I always think it's funny, just on a sidebar, this is just tangent. I love it when people sit there and say, oh, well, you know how Dallas is. You know how it is. And it's like, well, no, it's not just Dallas. It's really all over the country. But I'm glad that you've only said that it's Dallas. Like, when there's something wrong, they're like, you know, Dallas people. And it's like, well, you know, come on, it's all over the place. Come on.
It's all over the place. And Dallas isn't just, oh, you know, Dallas. It's much more than that. And that type of person that you think of when you say, oh, you know, Dallas exists everywhere. It's true.
in every single city and all over the world, probably.
Yeah.
But certainly for the United States. Let me ask you to put things into perspective for our listeners, because I know that, unfortunately, this is not a TV show yet. We're not on camera, so you really can't see. How old are you now, Heidi?
60 and one half.
60 and a half. Okay, guys. So you understand that this isn't like a 30-year-old or 40-year-old or whatever trying to tell you how to reinvent yourself. This is somebody that may be your same age, maybe older, maybe younger, that's putting it really in perspective. So what are you working on? What's important to you today?
You know what, Ashley, I've spent the past 20 years doing volunteer work in this community. And like I said, when we first started the show, I've chaired a lot of events, worked on a million committees, addressed a lot of envelopes, you know, for different charity events, and been to every party on the planet here to support and have a good time. And you know what, I think this next decade, and I feel comfortable saying this, this next decade is about me. It's about me and me having a career. And I've never had a career per se. And I'm really excited and happy that I have something that is, it's really mine. I'm doing it just for me, just because it's so darn interesting. And I love every second of it. And it's not easy. It's, the career itself isn't easy. And of course, being a producer has its own set of enormous challenges. But just extracting myself from what I have been doing has been, in and of itself, a big challenge. I mean, people are accustomed to me being Heidi Dillon on the social scene, you know, chairing events and going to everything and being that high-profile local person. And, not, you know, I've said to people, I've sat friends down and I've said, I'm sorry, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm doing this and this is for me. And they've just looked at me perplexed, like, why? How can you not want to do this anymore? And I'm like, please, if you don't understand it, just honor it, you know, and don't ask me to, I don't want to go to your, I love you, I respect you, but I don't want to go to your meetings, luncheons, coffees, and teas anymore. I've done it for 20 years. So, you know, just removing myself and then saying, look, I want to have an authentic relationship with you, not a social relationship. And I think my one regret here is that, you know, we're all so busy doing this stuff and doing these things for the community and the charities and so forth. You sometimes overlook building your own authentic personal relationships with people.
And are you doing it because you love it? I think that's another key too.
You brought up a good point.
Yeah. You know, are people doing it because they love it, or are they doing it just because they want to fit in, or because they're in a certain social circle, or because they feel like they have to do it? And I think that's key, too.
It's key, too. When I first moved here, the first thing I did, I hadn't even unpacked boxes. I called the Dallas Museum of Art, and I said, how do I get involved? So I immediately joined, and then I started doing a program called Go Van Go. And we went around to all the Dallas DISD schools and taught art programs where they had none. And that was a very rewarding experience for me, and I loved the DMA very much. And so I was quickly asked to be on one of the boards there, the women's board. And then I was asked to chair the Beaux-Arts Ball. So I co-chaired it after I'd lived in Dallas about a year and a half. But for me, that was an act of passion. I love art. I love the DMA. I loved my experience there. It was my first experience in Dallas, and I felt so happy and blessed to be living here. We'd moved from South Carolina, and I won't tell you how unhappy I was living there. No offense, people. It wasn't my town. Columbia, South Carolina, it just wasn't for me. But anyways, it was like you say, it's something that I really loved. And I think that you need to do things for that reason, particularly the things that are extracurricular. You know, if you have a job, you have to work, you have to put bread on the table. But the things you do outside of that, you need to be passionate about and you need to love.
So, Heidi, I hate to say this, but we're running out of time. So leave us with one lasting thought for our listeners tonight. And we hope that you'll be back. So this is just a temporary lasting thought. But leave us with one thought before you go.
Yeah, change is a good thing. Don't be afraid to change.
I like that. I like that. So, Heidi, we look forward to having you back here on Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess, here pretty soon.
Thank you. Loved being here. We're going to go out and party, okay?
Oh, yes, we are.
Okay.
Oh, yes, we are. You have my agreement on that. So stay tuned, because I really thank Heidi for coming in tonight, because it really puts things into perspective. When we come back and we return, I'm going to be giving you the concepts of reinvention, how and why you can reinvent yourself at any age, as well as kind of just summing up some of the stuff that we talked about tonight and putting it in perspective for you. So Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back, and I'll be back in 2 shakes.